the body and the face. Running, fighting, shouting, screaming, crying. An ancient curse. Decapitation. Death. Gory death. Thunder and lightning. Rituals. Witchcraft. Sorcery. Magic. Voodoo. Cults that repose their faith in an old Satan-like figure. A tantric or a ghostbuster of some fashion. And 2.5 hours later, a resolution. Throw in a few plot tweaks, and that was the typical Ramsey Brothers film. There was some horror in Hindi films already, but after much digging around and asking those in the know, I could not find a full-fledged horror film that preceded Do Gaz Zameen Ke Niche in Bombay. You had elements of horror here and there, like in Mehl, Kamal Amrohi, 1949, which is regarded by many as India's first horror film. It certainly has all the usual tropes of the genre. A ghost, a haunted old house, apparition-like women, graveyards, the possibility of death, even if the surprise ending does not fit in entirely. Yet, as Rachel Doyer, professor of Indian Cultures and Cinema at SOAS, argues in her piece titled Bombay Gothic, on the 60th anniversary of Kamal Amrohi's Mehl in Beyond the Boundaries of Bollywood, the many forms of Hindi cinema, elements of horror do not make a scary movie. Mehl is not a horror film, despite its concern with death and darkness and mysterious goings-on, as it does not frighten the audience and the hero himself is never scared, she writes. Journalist, poet, author Jerry Pinto, who edited that collection of essays with Doyer, however disagrees when I ask him. Mehl is always held out as the first horror film, and in a way I suppose it is, he says. There is a ghost, there is a young man, an old abandoned palace, an increasing obsession that may end in death, but Mehl ends with a not very credible scientific legal ending. There were other women in white who wandered through cemeteries and kabristans, but they were almost always explained away. Sajid Khan, filmmaker, all-round Hindi film obsessive and funny man, is with Doyer on this. There was no horror genre. Perhaps there were a couple of horror films, but they were driven by the stars and the stories, like Mehl and Wo Kaun Thi, Raj Khosla, 1964. But they were not proper, real horror films. Sticking